Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour on this Friday, the 11th day of May, 2012. I'm Jeff Seifert for Raven News. In an otherwise gloomy budget year for the city of Sitka, the community hospital is holding its own. Hospital Chief Financial Officer Lee Bennett had some of the happier news of the budget season. He shared it with the Assembly during its third and final budget work session last night. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The hospital is not getting rich by any means, but its cash flow management has improved dramatically. Bennett said it was typical in the not-too-distant past for there to be a time lag of over 4 months between when a patient received services and when the hospital was paid. Things have changed.
Our last month, we were down to 48 days. That helps the cash flow.
Yeah.
So we don't have money sitting out here in accounts receivable doing nothing for us. We've been able to collect that. We've been able to pay off our bills. We pay our bill, our accounts payable runs very low now, lower than it's probably ever run. We do not have vendors calling us up saying, when we're going to get paid. We don't have vendors calling us up saying we can't ship till you make a payment, which has happened to us.
Bennett's budget shows a potential net income of nearly $800,000 for the hospital. The figure includes $155,000 in capital support from the city for equipment purchases and $450,000 in tobacco tax receipts. The tobacco tax has been a boon to the hospital, but Bennett said receipts would likely go down with fewer cruise ship calls and fewer people smoking. He lightheartedly suggested that the Blue Lake Hydro project might bring a few more smokers to town. Other factors improving the hospital's bottom line are the resumption of obstetrical services this year and a change in Search's insurance benefits that allows employees to seek medical care across the bridge. On a more serious note, Bennett said one of the hospital's expenses was climbing, the amount of free services. Under law, the hospital can turn no one away, regardless of their ability to pay. Bennett expects it to add up to $900,000 next year.
I mean, Medicaid has a very, very narrow scope at this point in time. You have to be under 18. Pregnant women fall under it. Males between the ages of 19 and 64 are very, very difficult to get onto Medicaid. That will change if the Affordable Care Act is allowed to go on and the individual mandate comes through. But there are a number of people in Sitka who are homeless, who have no jobs, who have very little means of supporting themselves that do not qualify for Medicaid.
The Affordable Care Act is currently under review by the U.S. Supreme Court. If the act is struck down, Sitka Community Hospital will continue to pay for charity services out of operating funds. One other item is also outside Bennett's control. The state capital budget lists $1.2 million for a new hospital roof. The appropriation, like everything else in the state budget, may be subject to a governor's veto. Bennett said the hospital had just completed its third year under a management contract with Quorum Health Resources, or QHR, with two to go. Things were looking bright enough, he said, that the hospital had retained an attorney to begin preliminary negotiations on the possible purchase of the Sitka Medical Clinic. The hospital already owns the Mountainside Health Clinic and Oceanside Physical Therapy. After the meeting, Bennett told KCAW it was premature to say exactly how Sitka Medical would be integrated with its existing services. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.
The rest of the Assembly's evening was devoted to the city's so-called internal service funds. Management information systems, central garage, and building maintenance are distinguished only by the fact that they're usually without controversy. With one exception, the central garage fund makes new vehicle purchases. Next year, the fund is budgeted to buy four new rigs, two Ford Explorers for the police department at a total cost of $86,000, a Ford extended cab pickup for the water department at $23,500, and a new street sweeper at $180,000. Finance Director Jay Sweeney reminded the Assembly that Central Garage is, quote, a true sinking fund, unquote. The money to buy the new vehicles has been slowly set aside over the estimated life of the vehicles they are replacing. Still, member Phyllis Hackett said buying new trucks in a budget-cutting year was very visible. She wanted to make sure there was a strong justification for the new equipment, particularly the street sweeper. Public Works Director Michael Harmon responded that vehicle purchases have been delayed to the full extent possible in the city fleet. Even if the street sweeper were cut, the money would still be spent on the next vehicles in line. Harmon added that dirty streets and sidewalks, particularly after the spring snowmelt, are among the department's top complaints. In one final bit of business at the work session, Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley informed the Assembly that he had accepted the resignation of the city's electrical superintendent, Chris Bruton. Bruton will stay on until January 2013. The long lead time will allow him to educate his replacement on the details of the Blue Lake Hydro Project, which is the single most expensive project in Sitka's history. Dinley alerted the Assembly because advertising for a new director will begin immediately, as will advertising for an electrical systems engineer to replace Bob Dryden, who will retire at the end of this month. On their way out the door last night, Assembly members stopped to try out a pair of bear-proof trash cans, which will be undergoing a trial in Sitka this spring. The cans have locking lids and are considerably more substantial than our current cans. Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt said it took the animals at the Fortress of the Bear over 24 hours to break into one of the cans in a recent test. And you can see a picture of the cans by visiting our website at kcaw.org. A group called Friends of Auk Bay is fighting a state road project to build a roundabout in the small commercial district north of Juneau. Group members say the project would make the area less livable and destroy DeHart's, a popular roadside convenience store and gas station in the heart of Auk Bay. KTOO's Casey Kelly reports.
Friends of Auk Bay organizer Carla Hart this week presented about 500 signatures to the Juneau Planning Commission, urging the city and state to reconsider the planned roundabout in front of DeHart's. The small grocery store and gas station sits at the intersection of Glacier Highway and Mendenhall Loop Road, overlooking Auk Bay. Built in the 1940s, it predates most modern development in the area. Hart thinks other businesses in the Auk Bay Commercial District could be threatened by the project.
Auk Bay is still an incredible neighborhood. It has a lot of locally owned businesses, small businesses that are owner-operated, and we risk losing that.
Friends of Auk Bay jumped the gun a bit by going to the Juneau Planning Commission this week. While commissioners listened to the group's presentation, the state won't seek local permits until later this year at the earliest. However, the state's public comment period on final design drawings is open through this Saturday, and DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the petition will be taken into consideration.
Definitely. That's why we have a public comment period, is that you can take these type of items into consideration before the final plan is put forth.
Woodrow says the state prefers to buy DeHart's and build a roundabout that would require demolition of the store, but that's not the only option. DOT could build a smaller traffic circle that would allow the store to remain in place. The main difference between the two proposals is the number of entry and exit points. The larger version includes a fork into and out of the Stater Harbor parking lot. But Woodrow says safety is the major reason DOT prefers the larger roundabout. He says the department's data shows 17 vehicle accidents at the Glacier Highway Loop Road intersection between 2005 and 2009, nearly twice the average for the amount of traffic.
The larger roundabout will improve vehicle traffic, and it actually improves pedestrian safety as well, because it allows the roundabout to be more leveled out. It allows better viewing throughout the area. It's not saying that the smaller one won't work. However, you know, if we can get the preferred option in there, the DOT would like to explore that route first.
The smaller roundabout proposal calls for a 12-foot retaining wall adjacent to DeHart's. The wall would remove one of two driveways at the front of the store, as well as a delivery driveway at the rear. DeHart's co-owner and manager Dan Hickok says it would effectively put the store out of business.
They're limiting our access to the store. It would not be a convenient store.
Woodrow says state engineers don't believe the smaller design would limit access to the store. Hickok says the state has yet to make him an offer for the property. Even if it did, he's not sure he's willing to sell.
We've only been running the store for 4.5 years. And we didn't get in this business so we could just sell it out to the state. We're here for the long run. You know, we got family here and kids go to school here. And to actually put a price on something like that is kind of a difficult situation.
DOT's Woodrow says a decision won't be made on the roundabout until this fall at the earliest. The traffic circle is part of a larger project to make safety improvements to Glacier Highway from Fritz Cove Road to Seaview Avenue. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
Take your fingers off the phone's keypad and put them back on the wheel. Alaska's news bill banning texting while driving goes into effect today. Governor Sean Parnell signed the bill into law yesterday. Lawmakers in 2008 passed legislation intended to ban texting while driving, though it didn't say texting in the law. A magistrate in Kenai last year ruled the legislature should have been explicit if it meant to prohibit the activity. The bill passed by lawmakers during this year's regular session states that a person commits the crime of driving while texting if he or she reads or types a text or other non-voice message or communication on a cell phone, computer, or something similar while driving. In for a bit of a blustery weekend, rain today, heavy at times, highs around 44 degrees, southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, winds gusting and increasing to 40 miles per hour in exposed areas south of Sitka in the afternoon. It is currently 42 degrees. You're listening to KCAW.